and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Sarah Simmons is here. The new show is called The Mistress. You were Gordon Ramsay's mistress. That's what made you famous.
Hey, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
When did you embrace the term mistress? Or have you? Yes.
How long have you got? I'm an ex-mistress now.
Okay.
Reformed and out of that world. I've been on the straight and narrow for 3.5 years, ever since the last time I slept with Gordon Ramsay.
But you speak of it as if it's like an addiction that you had to kick.
It was.
Really?
It is an addiction. All the women I'm working with now on my show, The Mistress, on Slice, coming soon, is about them having the addiction to dating married men.
What was, when did you hook up with Gordon Ramsay?
We met in 2001 at a nightclub. What happily married man is at a nightclub at 2 a.m. in the morning, Roz?
True that.
Not me. You ever see me at a nightclub at 2 a.m.?
Never.
Hell no.
I've been to a club with Roz maybe twice.
Yep.
In the, I don't even know how many years we've known each other. And
nope.
Both times he was out of there by like 11:30.
Yep.
Smart man.
Because look, I'm a catch, right?
You are. I'm
right?
Trying. I'm finding it hard. Just,
right?
You know,
thank
thank
you very
there's
much.
A desk between
thank
us.
You very much. When did you decide that you were going to be happy being the other woman?
That's the
oxymoron.
Is it about
happiness?
It's never, you're never happy being the other woman. Anyone listening to this who's woken up in the wrong bed this morning with the wrong person, they will tell you being a mistress is not a place of happiness. It's counterfeit happiness. You're in love with a guy you can't have. He's unavailable. He's with another woman. It's a dead end way to live. Dead end relationship.
At what point did you wake up and say to yourself, you know what? I don't need this. Or not that I don't need it. I don't deserve this.
Good question. There were two points. Once I had my heart broken, fell in love with a guy who didn't tell me he was married to begin with, and I wrote a book after it, and that's when I started Mistresses Anonymous, to sort of get other women out of this cycle of bad relationships. And then the second wake-up point was the Gordon Ramsay scandal. I thought, Sarah, you don't need to be in any more tabloids for this stuff. Put your parents through this. We had the paparazzi at the door, all that jazz. Not who I wanted to be. And since then, which was that scandal came out in November 2008, I've made it my crusade to be a better person and help women stop dating married men.
Is it not appealing for some women, a certain kind of woman, the idea that the guy isn't available?
Yes, but they're never really the type of women I hear from. If they're having a good time, they're using the guy as much as he's using them.
Yeah.
They aren't the women who are having their hearts broken writing to me in trauma.
So what's the show? Are you working with the mistresses, or are you working with women whose husbands are messing around on them?
I'm working with the mistresses. Every episode, I will take a mistress, overhaul her life, get her to see sense. Mistresses I'm working with have been in relationships anything from 2 years, 12 years, 15 years. Some of them even have children with the married man.
What?
That's how deep and intriguing this story goes.
Sarah Simmons joins us right now. It's Kiss 92.5, The Roz and Mocha Show. She is Gordon Ramsay's ex-mistress. She's got a new show going to debut on Slice on August 27th called The Mistress.
So what do you say to a mistress? Like, what are you helping with? Are you helping them to get out of the relationship?
Waking them up and getting them out. They deserve better, like you said, Mocha. You know, you're settling for second best when you're dating somebody who's unavailable.
Have you come across any mistresses who are defending themselves to you and saying, you know what? What I'm doing is, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Big time. Actually, when I leave here, I'm going on set for our final episode today in Toronto, and she is convinced she's not a mistress.
Oh, hold on a second here. There's an episode in Toronto.
Well, there's three. Who knew there were so many mistresses living in this city? Hello? But today, I'm going on set to work with a woman who is convinced she's his girlfriend. She's been in the affair with him for 2.5 years, and he's going to marriage counseling with his wife. Hello?
Ugh.
It's not a guy who's leaving.
What's her story, this woman that you're going to help today? How old is she?
Can't give you all the deets, Roz. You're going to have to tune in. Slice.
Okay.
29th of August. Coming soon.
How old are you? Can I ask you that?
No, you can't. How old are you?
No, generally.
Hang on a minute.
Generally.
How old are you?
37.
Nice. You don't look it.
Thank you.
I'm 85.
You're not 85.
Hard life.
I'm just trying to say, you are not. People think when they think mistress, they think that young, dumb 22-year-old. That is not you, is basically what I'm saying.
I'm a young,
here.
Dumb 42-year-old.
Okay, you're a young, dumb 42-year-old. Thank you very much. That helps then.
Single, in case anyone's asking.
And your life right now, you are single. Are you a hard woman to date? I would think that you were going to have sex with Mocha if we dated.
Roz, where are you going with this?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I just came in to do a
No, are you a hard woman to date, knowing that you're famous for what you're famous for?
I'm a piece of work, but it would take a man with big kahunas to date me, and I'm sure they're out there. A real man.
Have you found it hard to date? Like, can you
date?
I'm
too busy helping other. I'm saving mistresses, one mistress at a time.
But
I don't have time.
But you're not dating anybody?
Don't have time.
I can't wait for this show. The show sounds fantastic to me.
Me too. I mean, I'm part of it. I'm hosting it. I'm making it. And even I'm blown away by the stories, the cliffhangers. It's something that's never been done before. Bravo to Slice for taking it on and running with it, because because it's going to be groundbreaking TV.
Before we let you go, did Gordon Ramsay at least cook you good food while you guys were together, while you were his mistress? Did you at least get to reap those benefits?
He had me as a guest at his restaurant occasionally, but we were a little busy in other rooms rather than the kitchen.
Sarah.
Does have a large spatula, though.
Really? He's a big guy, Gordon Ramsay.
Big ego.
Sarah, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Amazing.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.